Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Watching the Boxes Fantasy Basketball Podcast, hosted by #basketball.com, your home for the very best fantasy basketball tools and analysis on the internet. Go check them out, #basketball.com. I'm Mike Catron, and today we are doing a expert mock draft. Once again, we will be doing a fake draft in order to prepare you for whatever drafts you got coming up this weekend. I mean, the season is right upon us. And this time around, we are actually, instead of drafting in with a bunch of randos in Yahoo, we have been invited by CBS Sports, by Chris Tower, senior editor over at CBS Sports. Shout out to him at Boyd Genius, B-O-Y-D Genius. I wonder if he was a Boyd Genius. Well, I'll have to ask him. To participate in a 12-team standard snake draft, there are 14 rounds. There are three utility spots, one center spot. The rest are all the standard positions. So we got four bench instead of three, and 10 active roster spots, and I will be drafting number three, which is actually something I just a spot that I just got in another draft. So I already have a little experience drafting at number three. My top three are Harden and Curry and AD still, no matter what injury nonsense is going on. But this time around, we're going to be doing CBS Sports' draft little spiel, like their UI that they have here. This is, I believe, 8-cat roto. So we are going to be going for a nice balanced team. And I'm going to go in, especially when you're going to draft in a new format, go in a little bit early and get people in your queue, because I'm already in here, and LeBron James is number three in the queue, Westbrook's number four in the queue, Bradley Beal's number five in the queue, so I do not want to auto-draft even, I do not want to auto-draft at all. So this is a drag-and-drop queue thing, so that's not a great use of my time, but I'm going to make sure I have my order correct. And since we're going third and it's a roto league, kind of hoping to get Steph Curry. I actually might consider taking Karl-Anthony Towns at number three in a roto league. I'm probably still going to go for Steph Curry if he's available. If I get Harden, I'm still probably going to take Harden. Yeah, I'm probably not going to go away from Cat. Oh, cool. This is a 9-cat, so we will be paying attention to turnovers, so that makes Harden a little bit less interesting to me. But still, I will probably take Harden in my top three unless I go with Cat. So going through CBS's rankings here and their projections, I'm not terribly interested in their projections simply because I got #basketball's projections in front of me. I got Mark Roberts' projections in front of me. I got my own tiers in front of me. So I'm not really worried about... I've done quite a few drafts already. I'm not terribly worried about getting my life together here. Got Karl-Anthony Towns set up here. Looks like there is an ADP here that you have that you can sort by. So I'm going to go ahead and sort by ADP just to see what people in CBS Sports land are doing. And this looks a lot more realistic, where you got Giannis, Harden, Curry at the top, Davis, Karl-Anthony Towns. So if you want a quick, easy fix to your maybe your issues of being in a unknown, whether it be Yahoo, ESPN, or CBS Sports, go ahead and sort by ADP. It's a good little rule of thumb. That way you see how majority of people are drafting. And that will allow you to set your queue. But then I would recommend going back to the rankings that they have. That way you understand what's actually going on, what people are actually seeing on the screen. Now, since I'm drafting against a bunch of experts, so I guess I'm not terribly worried about them missing out on somebody. I'm pretty sure they're going to be fine. But Okay. No, they switched it to ACAT at the last second, guys. So we're about ready for the draft here. I'm setting up my queue, and I'll join you here in a second once the draft starts, once we get everybody in here. Looks like we have a very stacked deck here. Aaron Brewski from the Brewski 120, like 150. That guy has been in the business for a very, very long time. He's in here. We got a bunch of some CBS sports guys as well. Chris Welsh, Alex Raclean, our good friend Alex Raclean, who may or may not be on the show very, very soon. Mike Gallagher, Greg, Ehrenberg, some names in the industry that you might or might not follow. If you don't, you probably should. Once they all get in here, we'll give this a go. All right, we are back. My queue is set. I got, I'm making sure I'm not going by CBS's rankings. You should always go by your rankings, no matter who, where, what you're doing, no matter what draft you're taking. And right off the back, Steph Curry goes first. So there goes my plans to get Steph Curry. And that's a great pick for number one overall, followed by James Harden. So there go my two guards that I really wanted to get. With the third pick. So that leaves me with Anthony Davis. I'm totally fine with taking Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is great. He's a stud at a bunch of things. He could have an MVP caliber season this year. He gets you great percentages for your center. He's already putting you in the top of the league in blocks, and he's a great steals guy. So, you know, probably with my next pick, I'm going to focus on getting points and maybe steals. Right off the back, here comes the normal top seven. Giannis goes, Karl-Anthony Towns at number five. I think I would have taken Karl-Anthony Towns at four instead of five, or maybe even I thought about him at pick number three in a roto league. And I think that's the thing about a roto league is that you want to kind of get in that top tier, like 8, 9, 10. If you're in a 12 team league, like 9 or 10 points in each category. Like, you can get 12 points in a category. That's awesome. And that allows you to get maybe like a 5, a 4 in like free throws if you're, you know, number one in blocks or number one in three pointers. But in order to compete, you really want to make sure you get across the board in all stats, that you're not punting anything, that you're competing or the best at almost every stat. And even if you're down on one stat, that's totally fine. Maybe even two if you're really, really good at a couple stats. But you got to also remember the game within the game, because you're playing against guys who are also going for points in categories. So really, you're playing the game of how do I get other guys better categories against people who have points that are higher than me. So like, you maybe want to make someone worse than you better in order to... in a category in order to pass, so they can pass someone in rebounds, so you can pass them in total points. That is the game within the game in Roto, and I think we're going to have to do a podcast about that very soon. Pick number six goes Jokic and then Dame at seven. So yeah, that's exactly how this should be shaping up, the normal top seven, and then Kawhi Leonard at number eight. I really like that pick, actually, because Kawhi Leonard per game is like a top, you know, five, top six guy. And especially in roto leagues, he's a top five, top six guy. So like Kawhi Leonard, even though he's only going to play 70 games, people are like, oh, in a head-to-head league, they're like, oh, he's not going to play the playoffs. He's only going to play 70. In a roto league, you're looking for quality games played, because, you know, Greg here is going to have Kawhi Leonard on his team for 70 some games. And then he's going to replace him with like an average player off his bench or off the waiver wire. And like, that means 70 games of Kawhi Leonard with an average guy for the other 12 is much, much better than running with LaMarcus Aldridge for 80 games. It's much, much better. That's how better Kawhi Leonard is than everybody else. So that's pick number eight. Pick number nine, Drew Holiday. Good pick. I like Drew Holiday a lot as a guard. And the number, pick number 10, Luka Doncic in a roto league. That's way too high for Luka Doncic. I don't care how high you are on Luka Doncic. Pick number 10, especially in a roto league when you're worried about his free throws and his field goal. I think that's far too high. Pick number 11, LeBron James. And, pick number 12, Trae Young. That's too high for Trae Young. Trae Young should not be going in the first round. Joel Embiid ends up going to the guy, Stan Sun, who picked 12. So he went Embiid, Young. I'm going to count that as the same pick. But still, Trey at the beginning of round two. I know he's not going to get back to Stanson, but like still, that's far too high, especially in a roto league when you're worried about free throws. But now his assists are great, and he's got Joel Embiid. So that's fine. Bradley Beal going at pick 14. Great value there. Zion at 15. Ooh. Zion at 15 is too high, especially in a roto league. I'm worried about his threes. I'm worried about his free throws. He's obviously going to be a stellar stud at field goal. Going to be great at points, good at rebounds. But, like, you know, assists even aren't that great for Zion Williamson. 15, way too high for Zion in a roto league. And I actually think it's too high in a head-to-head league. Pick number 16. Yeah, especially don't go Zion here because there's so many guards. Guards are at a premium at the later in the draft. Like, you cannot find good guards. And here at the beginning of the draft, you can find plenty of good guards. And now those good guards are coming off the board. Kemba Walker at pick 16. Devin Booker at 17. A little high for Devin, but I'm still all right with that. Ooh, Andre Drummond at 18 in a roto league. You can make up for Andre Drummond's free throws if you have, like, Harden or Curry, but Alex McLean does not have Harden or Curry. He's going to have to put in some effort to make up for those free throw drop for Andre. But Andre does so many good things. He's a stud at rebounds. He's great at steals. Luckily, I have a better player than that called Anthony Davis. But obviously, Anthony Davis not going on pick 18. But a little high for me at pick 18 for Andre Drummond. Here come more of the guards. Russell Westbrook at pick 19. That is far too high. I like pairing Westbrook and Harden. This guy does not have Harden. So Westbrook in a roto league is not a second-round player at all. He goes at pick 19. Pick number 20 is Kyrie Irving. That's an incredible value for Kyrie. And I need to get ready for my pick here. I was looking at Kyrie. I was looking at Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons is off the board at 21. So, So Ben Simmons also a little early, but I could make up for it with a little bit. But you know what? Ben Simmons not shooting threes, and, Anthony Davis not shooting threes. I'm fine with not going Ben Simmons, so let's see who I get. Okay, so Ben Simmons goes at 21. I'm between Butler and Paul George. Paul George has fallen, and I keep seeing Paul George fall, and I'm also scared of Paul George. It's the end of the second round. That feels like about the right time to take Paul George. But I would like some better assists. And honestly, Jimmy Butler is sitting here, and Jimmy Butler does a lot of the things that Paul George does. You know, Jimmy Butler's kind of like an 85% Paul George. So I'm going to take Jimmy Butler here at pick number 22. And then, yep, Paul George goes right after that. So yeah, Paul George, Aaron Brewski taking him. I like that. I was actually just recently in a draft where Paul George fell to like into the middle of the third round, and that's way too far. So here at the end of the second round, I think that makes a lot of sense. Here at the end of the second round, into the turn of the third, DeAndre Ayton and Kristaps Porzingis go. Okay, cool. Yeah, I like both of those picks, especially at the end of the second round, into the third. Porzingis, great pick. Got to get your blocks up. DeAndre, a very good percentage guy. Kristaps, also a great free throw percentage guy for your center. Followed by Vujovic. Vujovic falling to 26 is a monster pick for Aaron Brewski here. So Vujovic is definitely a second round player, and it's back to me. A lot of these good centers are still on the board, like Gobert and Miles Turner's out there. Let's see. I could go Pascal Siakam here. But I feel like I really need a guard. So, like, I want to go. I know Jimmy Butler's not a traditional point guard, and I kind of want more of a point guard. I want some scoring. I want some more threes, too, because Jimmy Butler's threes aren't great. So I'm going to go with D'Angelo Russell. I'm going to reach down for D'Angelo Russell. Some people are going to call that a reach down. It is, because Rudy Gobert, I got ranked higher than him. I could have went Chris Paul here, but especially with quality games. I got Chris Paul on my list, but I'm going to go with D'Angelo Russell. I just think D'Angelo Russell is going to have a great year. I think his assists are actually going to be kind of up. I think it's also going to take a while for D'Angelo to get started, so he's definitely probably a buy-low candidate at the beginning of the season. I'm going to hold on to him. I'm not going to worry about it. Next off the board goes Rudy Gobert. That's a great pick here in the third round. He's a second-round player for sure. Followed by pick number 29, Pascal Siakam. And pick number 30, Miles Turner. So I already had a center, those bigs, and I guess Pascal's more of a wing, but, you know, the two bigs go off the board. And then Alex Reclean ends up getting Chris Paul at 31. Per game, Chris Paul is incredible. a little bit of a questionable situation for Chris Paul this year. How many games he play? He only plays about 50, 60 games a year anyway. So then after that, De'Aaron Fox. So now here come the second run on guards. De'Aaron Fox is off the board. I like De'Aaron Fox a lot. I think he's going to have a very, very good year. In a roto league, I do worry about maybe his field goal percentage, but his three-pointers aren't that great, so I'd definitely rather have someone like Jimmy Butler. But De'Aaron Fox is going to have a very good year, score a little bit more, get more assists. I like that. Donovan Mitchell goes after that. A little pro tip here, guys. Donovan Mitchell, Zach LaVine is a 75% Donovan Mitchell. So take Donovan Mitchell in the third round, I think that's a really solid pick. Taking Zach LaVine in the sixth round, that's galaxy brain shit. So, like, don't overpay for Donovan Mitchell, guys. And then, oh my God, pick 34, Ja Morant. That's a terrible pick. It's an absolutely terrible pick at pick 34. So good luck with that. Followed by John Collins. I'm a little down on John Collins, but at pick 35, that's really good. He needs to learn how to stay on the floor, so it's a little bit of a risk, I think. But once he learns how to stay on the floor, John Collins will be pretty good. Followed by Draymond Green by Stan's son. So Stan's son getting Draymond Green and Mike Connolly. Mike Connolly's a great pick. Draymond's a little high in a roto league. I want someone who could score. Getting Mike Connolly following that, getting more assists and scoring, that's a pretty good team so far for Mike Stan. Let's see. Where are we at? Round four? All right. Into round four, Chris Middleton. Solid pick at 38, Chris Middleton. Oh my gosh, what's going on here? Who's Steve Alexander? I'm going to have to talk with you. You went Ja Morant at pick 34, and then you went Caris LeVert at pick 39. What's going on here? Why are either one of those guys being picked in the third and fourth round? You can get those guys in like the seventh, eighth round, but I'm not sure what's going on here. Pick 40, Bam Adebayo, a little early. And then Kyle Lowry. I was expecting Kyle Lowry to fall to me later in the draft. Apparently did not. Greg's been paying attention. This is an expert draft, apparently. And so Kyle Lowry going early makes a lot of sense. Same with Bam Adebayo. Both good picks in the fourth round. Mitchell Robinson in the fourth round. All right. He fell to a very respectable level. It's coming up on my turn. Clint Capella's still out there. Buddy Hield is someone I'm targeting right now. Kind of want a guard. I could go in any direction here. Jaren Jackson Jr. comes off the board. Totally fine pick. A little bit of a swing in the fourth round. Also someone who needs to learn how to stay on the floor. And then almost my pick. Clint Capella goes off the board. And at pick 44. And here comes Buddy Hield off at pick 45. So both of the guys I was targeting. Let's see. I like LaMarcus Aldridge here. You got Tobias Harris. He might be able to fall to me later. I got D'Angelo Russell. If I go with any of these guys who don't hit threes, I need to get a guy who hits threes again. But I really like LaMarcus's percentages for a big. He's got good, solid blocks to bolster my box even more than they need to be. Good rebounds, great score. You get the scoring in there. I already got like a DeMar DeRozan type with Jimmy Butler, so I'm going to go LaMarcus Aldridge. Hopefully DeMar DeRozan falls to me maybe, or Tobias Harris, who can give me points and threes. That'd be nice, because I don't want to go LaMarcus and DeMar DeRozan. So I'm going to go with LaMarcus at pick 46. Aaron Ruski goes Eric Bledsoe at pick 47. I think a little bit to worry about with Eric Bledsoe's ribs, but I think he'll be fine by the end of November into December, and he'll be back to normal. He's a top 40 guy. Getting him at 47 is a great value, and we are at the end of the fourth round, into the fifth round. Robert Covington goes off the board. Great pick at the end of the fourth round. And Zach LaVine. So getting Zach LaVine a little bit earlier, but still later than you got Donovan Mitchell. That is galaxy brain stuff right there. Pick 50. Aaron Brewski follows up. So almost my pick again. I really got to get better at this, setting my cue. Jason Tatum goes. So Tobias Harris is still on the board for me at pick 51. And I think I'm going to go with the guy who's going to give me threes and points. I'm going to go with Tobias Harris at pick 51. All right, this is going pretty well, pretty good so far. Here in the fifth round, we got Lowry Marketing goes off the board. Damn, I was hoping Lowry Marketing would fall to me in the sixth, but I'm not surprised that he didn't. Here in a expert draft, he goes at pick 53. He's a top 50 player for sure. Oh, I skipped 52. Kevin Love went at 52, also another top 50 player going past 50. Along with Tobias Harris for me at 51. All these guys are top 50 players going in the fifth round. The middle of the fifth round is like the hot zone for deals, because here they come off the board. DeMar DeRozan at 54, top 50 player. Al Horford at 55, top 50 player. Otto Porter at 56, top 50 player. Yeah, the hits keep coming here. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander could be a top 50 player, picking him at 57. Really, really good deal there. And then followed by Terry Rozier. Not a fan of Terry Rozier. Not a fan of Steve Alexander's draft pretty much at all. Everybody else, this is super solid. Some of the picks I'm up and some picks I'm down. I'm kind of hoping Josh Richardson falls to me. There's still a lot of really good players on the board here. Julius Randle at 59. Okay, you know, bulk. Yeah, bulk rebounds and bulk points, and someone's got to do something in New York, so I think that's perfectly fine at 59, especially if you need those stats. And then Stan Sun on the turn, having a really good turn draft here. Josh Richardson and Thomas Bryant back-to-back. Thomas Bryant at 61 is a great deal. That is... that is a great deal for both, actually for both those players. I like Josh Richardson in this particular spot. I like Thomas Bryant a lot. He could easily be a top 50 some player. I would have had to reach down pretty far for Thomas Bryant. So it sucks that he did fall this far. I'm okay with the guys I ended up taking here. Yeah, I'm okay with Tobias Harris over Thomas Bryant, but Thomas Bryant at 61 is a great deal. Pick 62, Jamal Murray. Solid pick, good score, nice upside. And then Steve Alexander, actually with my first good pick that I like from him, Kelly Oubre Jr., someone I like in the sixth round for sure. Middle of the sixth round is a really good spot for him. Pick 64, Jonathan Isaac, another upside pick. Here come the upside picks off the board, except for number 65, Danilo Gallinari. Actually, that's a high upside pick, 65. That guy was ranked like in the top 30 last season. You got to be worried about his injury history, but you got to take a chance on Danilo Gallinari at some point in the draft, and I think the sixth round is the time to do that. Blake Griffin goes at 66. That's a great deal for Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin should probably go near the middle of the fifth round. And followed by C.J. McCollum, someone who probably should have already been picked as well at 67. 68, Malcolm Brogdon, another very solid pick, especially in a roto league. That should probably be somebody who went a little bit higher. And then Joe Ingles. I feel like that's a little bit high, too high for Joe Ingles, in my opinion, even in a roto league. So it's now my turn. Once again, did not do a great job of setting my queue, guys. When you're not, instead of talking the whole time, just set up your queue. I really wish I would have went with a little bit more guards earlier in the draft, because I do need another guard now, and there's really not very many guards, good guards left. Ricky Rubio is way down the list here, and I feel like I can get maybe Ricky Rubio a little bit later. Man, I don't know. The best player on the board here is Brook Lopez, and I don't really need blocks, but I do need threes, and he's kind of like a weird efficiency guy. I know I kind of don't need another center, but I mean, he's the best player on the board, and he's a top 40 player, so another guy I'm going to get at pick number 70, who's easily a top 50 player, maybe even a top 40 player, I'm going to destroy people on blocks. And so here's maybe like some advice when you get into a roto draft like this. Be sure to don't avoid someone just because you're overstacked in some statistic, because you can trade during the season, guys. So like, I'm going to be destroying, especially in a roto league, I'm going to load up on blocks at the beginning of the season, and I'm going to be killing everybody in blocks. And a lot of people might say, well, you only need to win the blocks categories by one in order to get 12 points. Well, that's true. But if I'm winning by, 120, 150 blocks, a quarter of the way through the season, halfway through the season, and I have a really good, really good blocks team, I can trade Brook Lopez to someone who doesn't have blocks, who can then move up the ranks, taking down people ahead of me, or knocking down people who are catching up to me. I'm now sitting in a spot of power, of value with Brook Lopez, instead of reaching way down for a guard that I do need, but might be there a little bit later. So I'm going to take Brook Lopez here. Pick number 70, he's a top 40 player. There's a lot of really good players out there still. Wendell Carter Jr. off the board. Damn, Aaron Brewski. sniping my picks. A lot of good centers here in the sixth round, seventh round. Maybe shouldn't have loaded up on bigs early in the draft. Focus on those guards early in the draft. But so far, I think I got a lot of good value out of most of my picks. Aaron Gordon at 72, followed by RJ Barrett at 73. That is way too early for RJ Barrett at the beginning of the seventh round. Aaron Brewski going with Marvin Bagley. Very solid value pick there. It's back to me. And Ricky Rubio did fall to me, so I'm going to easily take Ricky Rubio here, get my steals boosted up again, but also get a really good assist guy. Okay field goal percentage, but great free throw percentage. My threes are lacking still a little bit, I think, on this team. Lonzo Ball off the board. That could have been maybe a pick instead of Ricky Rubio, but I avoid Lonzo Ball. I avoid those percentages, especially in a roto league. Ooh, Jonas Valanciunas at 77 is probably the steal of the draft. Definitely a top 50 player, maybe even a top 40 player. Monster rebounds, monster points. He's going to be one of the leading scorers in Memphis, if not the leading scorer in Memphis. So great pick by Alex Barutha there at pick 77. Dante Sabonis at 78. Very solid pick, especially if you need those stats. He's a good roto pick, I think, here in the middle of the seventh round, followed by Hassan Whiteside. Less interested in that pick as a roto pick because of, you know, just his percentages, his free throw percentage in particular, and the fact that he doesn't get you really any assists at all. Yeah, and no threes. So, and less than a half a steal. I know that if you need blocks, like, you have to take Hassan Whiteside here. I didn't need blocks. I think Alex is pissed off here that I took Brook Lopez, because I think he was expecting him to fall to him, and it's not going to happen, Alex. I'll trade it to you later for a better value when you need him. Gordon Hayward off the board. I think that's a nice swing at pick number 80, followed by Miles Bridges, another nice swing at 81. Montrezl Harrell, good pick. Could be close to the top 50, top 60, and getting him at 82 here is a good pick, and we're rounding out the seventh round here with Jeff Teague. If you need a guard, Jeff Teague is someone you're going to have to take at 83, a little too high, I feel. DeJounte Murray was available, and he goes at 84. TJ Warren at 85. I think TJ Warren's a little underrated, but at 85, that's probably taking him a little too high. I'd rather take him around pick 100. And Derek Favors goes off to board 86, another great pick. I think a lot of people struggling with the way the rankings are here. So make sure you set your queue, everybody. I did not do a very good job of setting my queue. Therefore, I am playing from behind. I think a few other people might be playing from behind as well. Delon Wright. So there's someone who set their queue properly. I saw Delon Wright way, way down in the queue in the rankings here. At 87, that's a great pick. Delon Wright. I think Delon Wright will play a decent amount. I don't love Delon Wright, but if you need a guard and you need someone in the eighth round, you know, Delon Wright is a very good pick. Fred VanVleet at 88. I don't really care for Fred VanVleet at all. He doesn't really swing for me anyway, but he's probably like an eighth, ninth round pick. So you're getting him at value. I don't like that. I don't want anybody at value here in these later rounds. Lou Williams at 89 is someone you're getting undervalued. So great pick at 89 for Lou Williams. Next up, pick number 90, Justice Winslow. I really hate this pick. In the eighth round, pick number 90, Justice Winslow. Justice Winslow's never been a top 100 player, so I don't know what the hell's going on there with Alex, and I don't expect him to be any better this year with Jimmy Butler basically taking over the point guard situation there. So I'm good with Justice Winslow. No thank you. Steven Adams off the board, 91. Great value. Steven Adams going to get more rebounds now that Westbrook's gone. And Jeremy Lamb at 92. Jeremy Lamb, also another good value. So it's almost my turn. Marc Gasol is still out there. I got plenty of centers. I can't believe Marc Gasol is still out there. Oladipo is out there. I know Oladipo is injured, but like per game value, if he's like a top 30, 40 player, taking him in the 90s, even for half a season, is probably worth it. Let's see who else is out. I don't want Kyle Kuzma at all. You still got Bojan Bogdanovic in Utah out there. JJ Redick. I bet you there's some players I'm missing. Enes Kanter, Paul Millsap, Kevin Herter's out there, Zach Collins, JaVale McGee. I do not need more blocks, guys. Danny Green is one of my favorite later picks. But we're only in round eight here. Darius Garland off the board right before me. So could have been a swing for me with Darius Garland. I
you know, I really need to set this cue. So that's what I'm going to be doing after this pick. I only got about 48 seconds left here. I feel like pick 94 is late enough for Oladipo. He's going to be a stud down the stretch. I think my team is very, very, very good. And I could use... you're not going to get a top 40 player after pick 90. You're just not. And I'm going to draft a top 40 player with Victor Oladipo at pick 94. Granted, he won't be back till probably January. But since this is a roto league, it's about quality starts. If I'm getting like 40, 50 quality starts from Oladipo, fine. Totally fine with me. So I'm gonna go with Oladipo here. I don't care. Marcus Sol off the board from Aaron Brewski. He went with the best value on the board, and that is the correct pick there as well. If I didn't go Brook Lopez with my best value earlier in the draft, then I would have taken Marcus Sol here easily. He's the best, easily the best value on the board there. I need to go set my my queue here, guys. Like I'm missing quite a few players here. Really, really wish I would have gotten in here a little bit early. So, you know, if you're playing in a new set of, I wouldn't call them rankings, but whatever the site you're looking at, whatever those rankings are, if you're playing with a new one, get in there early, get in there often, and set your damn lineup. I'm going to be looking towards maybe Dwight Powell as a value player, Kevin Huerter as a value player. A lot of the value is definitely gone, I think. I'm kind of looking through some of the names I have on my lists, on my rankings, or Mark Roberts' rankings, and just seeing if any of them still exist on this queue, and doesn't really look like they do. So I'm going to scroll here. Gary Harris goes off the board at pick 96. Very good pick. Gary Harris could be top 60 player. Getting him at 96 is a very good value. So, like I said, 7th round, 8th round, go for those value picks or round out your team like some people did with like a Jeff Teague. Derek Favors is a great value at 86, though. Great pick for Mike Whalen there. All right. I'm not seeing a ton of guys that I truly love here. Jarrett Culver is somebody I'm going to target later. Round 9, Jarrett Allen goes. See, I knew I was missing somebody. Jarrett Allen's a great pick at 97. I'm just going to throw it out there. There's a lot of decent centers in the mid rounds and a lot of good centers later in the draft. This is a weird draft because the standings are a little off. Getting Jarrett Allen at 97 is a steal, a huge steal. I'm really surprised he got overlooked. And then Serge Ibaka goes off the clock. So a lot of bigs left here later in the draft, not a lot of guards. So I would really suggest looking for guards early in the draft instead of avoiding them, kind of like I did here. Derek White's out there, Kevin Huerter, Paul Millsap is someone who's like a top 80, 90 player who's very, very good, who's still on the board. But, you know, Brandon Clark's out there. There's plenty of bigs. I really like Danny Green. I'm not sure Danny Green's going to fall to me. I'm going to take a chance that Danny Green falls to me way, way, way at the end of the 10th round, because I'm picking at the beginning of the 9th round here, overall 99. With the 99th pick, Millsap's the best value on the board. He really is. I think I'm going to have to go with him, Bogdan Bogdanovic. Millsap's the best value on the board. He's an incredible player. I'm going to load up on bigs, and then I'm going to have to make some trades during the season. So looking at my team right now, I got Anthony Davis. Let me just go through the guards. I got Ricky Rubio, Victor Oladipo is out, and D'Angelo Russell. Guards are not great. D'Angelo Russell is. Ricky Rubio is a good assist guy. Russell is a good points and three-pointers guy. But, guards are a little stretched thin. I'm going to count Jimmy Butler as a guard as well. So I got, if you're looking at it, I got D'Angelo Russell, Jimmy Butler, and Ricky Rubio as my three guards, with Victor Oladipo in my IR spot. So that makes him sound a lot better if I do it like that. As my forwards, I got Tobias, LaMarcus, and Anthony Davis. Also, really, really good. So like, I'm actually digging this team a lot more than I thought I would. Yeah, I am. I'm definitely digging this team a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Followed by Brook Lopez at my center and Paul Millsap in my first utility spot, hanging out with Victor Oladipo, who's way down there at the IR spot. Yeah, I think that's a lot of scoring. My blocks are in... I'm definitely leading the league in blocks. And so I didn't mind taking Paul Millsap there with the 99th pick because he's like a good across-the-board player. He's a great roto player. Like, he was the best value on the board, easily. Like, if I just do a little search on Millsap here. Paul Millsap. Paul Millsap. What did he do last year? Let's see. He's definitely a good steal guy. Oh, last year, 92nd overall, you know, in 27 minutes only. Once he started playing 29 minutes, he was in the top 75. So about 14 points, a 3, a steal, a block. Very good percentages. His free throw percentage only 73, but good steals, great rebounds. My rebounds are actually fantastic. My blocks are fantastic. My field goal percentage is probably pretty good. Not probably top three, top four. Like I said, going for a roto league, so free throw percentage, no big giant outliers. I'm probably in the middle of the pack. Steals, I'm probably pretty close to the top. Like I said, rebounds, I'm probably pretty close to the top. Three-pointers made, points, and assists. So assists, I'm not that great. Points, I'd say I'm doing fairly well. I got a lot of decent scores here. I could go for maybe another score once we approach the next pick. Let's see. J.J. Redick off the board at pick 100. JaVale McGee at 101, great source of late blocks at pick 101 there. J.J. Redick also pick 100, very overlooked. Marcus Smart, great source of steals at 102. I'm not a big Marcus Smart fan, especially in a roto league. And damn it, wouldn't you know it, Danny Green off the board. So let me get through the rest of this ninth round recap. Pick 103, Ryu Hachimura. Alex taking a swing here. 104, Dwayne Dedmon. Great, solid pick. Like I said, tons of centers late in the draft. 105, Zach Collins, one of my late-round targets, gone off the board. That sucks. DeAndre Jordan at 106. I'm not a fan, especially in a roto league. Not a fan at all. Terrence Ross, 107. Good source of threes. So maybe I'll look for... Where is that Eric Gordon? Where's that Eric Gordon I've been hearing so much about? Wish I could search on this thing. How do you search on this thing? Gordon. Can't search. Can't even search on this thing. Great. Terrence Ross, good source of threes, good source of minutes at 107. And then Danny Green, 108, one of my sleepers. I thought he would get back to me at the end of round 10. He did not. Is Danny Green going to be better than Paul Millsap? Actually, maybe. I might have blew it there. I thought I was going to get a sick value for Danny Green, and I didn't. I took a chance and I blew it, but you're going to have to do that. You know, I think it was worth the risk. I think the difference between Danny Green and Paul Millsap is not that huge, except for Danny Green's, intense three-pointers. I needed three-pointers, so maybe I should have just said, screw it, I'll take Danny Green, hope Paul Millsap falls to me. But instead, the opposite happened, and I'm fine because, like, I can trade Paul Millsap. It's totally cool. Rookie sensation, Tyler Hero, off the board at 109. I think he's getting a lot of buzz right now. And he's probably going to play quite a bit. Tyrion Waller-Prince. Tyrion Prince at 110. Definitely going to get a lot of minutes in Brooklyn. He's a very good pick at 110. Dwight Howard at 111. Once again, Steve Alexander. You went with DeAndre Jordan and Dwight Howard back-to-back in a roto league? I just don't know what you're doing here. At pick 111. Also, Dwight Howard, not a fan. I guess he's maybe just loading up on centers to trade if people need center spots. I don't need center spots, so maybe he's got a strategy that I don't know about. Maybe I'll have to figure that out. Dwight Howard off the board at 111, like I said. Brandon Clark, another nice rookie at 112. Nice swing there. Derek White, a little worried about Derek White at 113. I don't like him. It doesn't seem like he's getting the minutes in San Antonio. I think they're going to split that pretty across the board. Bogdan Bogdanovic, one of my targets, 114 from Utah, going to Alex. Great pick there. He's been obviously paying attention. Followed by two picks I absolutely hate. Brandon Ingram, 115. That guy sucks.
And someone who's even worse, Andrew Wiggins at 116. You know how much I despise Andrew Wiggins. I'm almost up here. I need to find Eric Gordon in a giant list of Eric Gordons. They don't even have three-pointers made here, so, like, I don't know why I'm... Ugh, man. This is a rough interface to get through here. I am on the clock, so who went here? Thomas Sanaransky to Chris Towers. I think that's a perfectly fine pick there. I could take a safer pick with Kevin Huerter. I'd rather get Eric Gordon. There's the search button. Gordon. Eric Gordon. You think he's going to fall to me? I think he might. Does that mean I should take a swing on somebody interesting like Thybulle? Let's go Eric Gordon because I need the threes. And then I'm going to go Matisse Thybulle as my sleeper. Hopefully he gets back to me. Eric Gordon probably was going to get back to me. If Matisse Thybulle goes here in the next four picks, I'm going to have blown that one as well. So no big deal. No worries if I blow it. I don't care. This is just a mock draft. Nothing to worry about. And it's also a really good... Mock drafts are really good practice, guys. Like, really, really good practice. And a lot of people look at these mock drafts just to see what players people are in on. So hopefully I've done a good job of showing the players that I am in on and the players that should be ranked properly. I think there's a lot of really good deals in this draft so far. Right now I'm just trying to build my team. Eric Gordon getting three-pointers a game is just, like, a good guy to have on my bench. I guess he won't be on my bench, huh? If this is round... 10, he'll actually be playing. So Eric Gordon fits out the end of my bit, the end of my utilities, which is totally fine, I think. Jaylen Brown goes at pick 119, a very good value. Jaylen Brown probably close to the top 100, so getting him 20 points later is a very, very good pick. Damn. Definitely get in here and try to rank these ahead of time. I know I've said it about 30 times now, but... let me just sort. Now I'm just going to sort by, like, points per game. See if there's anybody interesting in that list. Because I navigating this thing has been pretty hard. Derek Rose is still out there. Okay, cool, cool, cool. DeAndre Hunter is someone maybe I'll take later in the late rounds, depending on who falls to me. Dario Saric. Yeah. That's a good. These are some good late round picks. Kent Bazemore, I think, is someone I'm going to have to focus on because I need better guards. Let's see. Looking at assists. Meh. Dennis Schroeder's someone I might target. Looking at rebounds, you still got Enes Kanter out there. I don't really need rebounds. I really need points. So, Larry Nance Jr. is still out there. That's I'm gonna throw that guy on the queue as well. Points wise, Kyle Kuzma's still out there. Evan Fournier is still out there. He's not terrible. Steals, I'm probably really, really good at, so I'm not really worried about those. Blocks, I'm really great at, so I'm definitely not worried about those. All right. Let's see who went. On the end of the 10th round, pick 120, Colin Sexton. Meh. Not a big fan of Colin Sexton. I think, you know, there's better, probably some better guys out there. So yeah, I'm not getting all super excited about Colin Sexton at all. Let's see what Kevin Huerter did last season. Maybe I'm sleeping on Kevin Huerter a little bit more than I thought I was. You still got Dwight Powell out there. People are really missing some of these guys. Let's see. I'm on deck. Kevin Huerter could be a pretty. Oh, and of course, Aaron Bruschi snags Kevin Huerter right under my nose. So 120, beginning of the 11th round, Joe Harris, another threes guy, and then Kevin Huerter, another threes guy, off the board. Excellent pick by Aaron Bruschi. Of course, you know, he makes the Bruschi 150, guys. Of course, he had that guy very well situated on his list. What to do? Dwight, I don't really need any more bigs. So, like, Kevin Looney, Dwight Powell are available here. I don't love any of these guys left available, and I feel like the trash guards where it's like Schroeder, Rose, they're going to be available later in the draft. So I don't think Matisse Thybulle's getting back to me, and I want to take a swing because I really haven't taken a big swing here. So It's not getting back to me for quite a lot of picks. So I'm just going to go with a guy, Matisse Thybulle, who projects to average an insane amount of blocks and steals in limited amount of minutes. And if anybody ever gets injured on that team, he's going to be playing more and more. And he's not a great across the board guy, but like counting stats off your bench is valuable, especially in a roto league, playing for a week, playing for 2 weeks, counting the defensive stats, steals and blocks. Those are always really, really tight in a roto league. And when you can get a guy who does both or does one of those really well off of your bench, start him for 2 weeks, start him for 10 games, start him for 15 games. If he's bumping your average a half a steal a game for 10 games, you've just caught up 5 steals on the next guy. Let's say he has a really, really good, and like I said, these are really tight categories. So you, in a couple, like 2-3 weeks, you can move your way up in blocks and steals a lot quicker than you can in rebounds and points, something that everybody can get, everybody can find on the waiver wire. Maybe not points, but like everybody's getting like 12 points, but not a lot of people are getting like 1.5 to 2 steals. So I dig Matisse Thybulle there. I'm going to see. Let's see. I'm going to see who comes off the board here. I got a lot of people in my queue still. And I'm going to go best player available pretty much from here on out. I feel like Dwight Powell is probably the best player available. So if he gets back to me, I really doubt it. Dwight Powell could be like in the top 100 even. Kevin Looney could, especially at the beginning of the season, could be close to the top 100. Probably should not have loaded up on bigs. Actually, you know, my bigs are LaMarcus and Anthony Davis and Paul Millsap and Brook Lopez. So, you know, I could probably do for another big here. I'm gonna take Dwight Powell if he gets back to me. Kent Bazemore is out there. Ooh, do I wanna go Kobe White and get weird with it? No, probably not. Kobe White, where are you? I'm going to throw Kobe White in the mix just in case someone's going to take Taco Fall, I bet. I don't want any of these rookies. I don't even know why I'm looking at the rookies. Enes Kanter's still out there. What the hell's going on here? Why is Enes Kanter still out there? All right, I'm taking Enes. Actually, Enes Kanter is the best player on the board. I'm going to take Enes Kanter if he gets back to me. If not, I'm taking Dwight Powell. And then I'm probably going to go with like Dennis Schroeder after that or Derrick Rose. So I'm going to go big. I'm going to go guard. And I almost guarantee those guys get at least a couple of those guys get back to me. Let's see who goes out the bar. Kyle Kuzma at 124 is actually pretty decent. Like, it's pretty good. He's probably the last good scorer on the board. 125, Evan Fournier is a solid player. Do not Google Fournier. Please don't. That's not a joke. Do not Google Fournier. But, you know, he's a solid player. He's going to get good minutes across the board stats for, a round 100, 110 player. You know, last season he was hanging around 127, but he's been hanging around that 100 region for a lot of his career. Plus, he's he gets good points. Like, 15 points with your 126th pick is very good. Followed by Rudy Gay at 127, another old man pick. But I don't know if you guys noticed this, but Rudy Gay had himself a very, very nice season last year. And there's really no reason he couldn't just run it back, like, pretty close to what he did last year. Like, let's say he's a little bit less. Per game value, Rudy Gay, 84th overall, 14 points, 7 rebounds, 2.5 assists, almost a steal, half a block, good percentages. Hits a 3 a game, so almost like a 1.8 and 0.5. Like, that's a good, instead of a 1-1-1 guy. Getting a guy like that who's like decent across the board, is like average and a little bit above average in percentages, especially in a roto league, at 127 is another great pick from Alex Reclean. I'm really digging his draft so far. Next at 128, Mikal Bridges in Phoenix. Solid upside pick. I like that. 129, Kevin Looney. Starting job is his for the first few months. So great pick to start the season out. Ride him. Get those stats. Get those quality starts. And this is really, once again, what I need to stress is it's not about having the best player on your team. It's about having the best quality starts. So if you have a bunch of, like, very good players, but there's some, you know, let's say, like, a bunch of, like, fifth-round players, but there's a bunch of, like, eight-round players outperforming them for a couple weeks, in that couple week span, you're getting outplayed. So you want to play your bench players. You want to play guys off the waiver wire who are having incredibly hot weeks, and then dump them really quick. Like, get them out of your thing. So you want to have, like, great guys who are always, you know, your top tier guys. Like, my first, you know, X amount of rounds, right? Anthony Davis is always going to be good. Jimmy Butler is going to be great. LaMarcus Aldridge, Tobias Harris, D'Angelo Russell. I can just throw those guys in the lineup. Brooke Lopez, just throw him in the lineup. Victor Oladipo, when he gets back, just throw him in the lineup. Hell, even Paul Millsap, I can just throw him in the lineup and let him go. Like, I know those guys are going to be fine. Then you can get some streaky guys. And Kevin Looney's going to have a really nice hot streak to start the season, I believe. 130 here at the bottom of the 11th round. Dennis Smith Jr. Okay, if you need a guard, I think that's a perfectly fine pick. Steve Alexander, that's perfectly fine. I don't really love Dennis Smith Jr., and I don't like him for a roto league, but 130, it's slim pickings down here late in the draft. The other Bogdanovich goes, the Sacramento Bogdanovich at 131, and Stan Sun, who's been really dominating the turn here, Spencer Dinwiddie and Dario Saric. Great back-to-back. Excellent back-to-back picks. All right, it's coming up on my turn. Let's see. I'm going to get Enes Kanter in that queue. I'm probably just going to take him right outright because I think both Schroeder and Derrick Rose fall to me. So I'm just going to take Enes Kanter. They're all still on board. So, like, let's see who goes off the list. Alex Lynn at 134. Very, very good pick. He's going to be a great, especially in roto leagues, a great pick. Dwayne Bacon at 135. Okay, he's going to get minutes. I don't love that, but it's minutes at 135. Totally fine. Same with OG Anunoby, 136. He's going to get decent minutes and, you know, a little bit of upside there, but, you know, nothing to write home about. Patrick Beverley at 137. I actually do like that pick. He's definitely going to get minutes, and he's going to get you some of those counting stats that you probably can't find from too many people down here. At the end of the draft, Jeremy Grant, 138, another minutes guy in Denver. Cool. 139, Rajon Rondo, assists at 139. Cool. I don't know how much Rajon Rondo is going to play throughout the season, but to start the season, Rajon Rondo is definitely going to play, definitely going to get assists, good rebounds, good steals for a pick at 139. That's another good pick. Oh my God, I can't believe Larry Nance Jr. is still on the board. Steal of the draft, 140. Incredible. Larry Nance. Steal of the draft. Excellent pick with Larry Nance at 140. Followed by Nick Batum at 141. Very good value. It's up to me. Enes Kanter still on the board. Dwight Powell still on the board. Derrick Rose and Dennis Schroeder also still on the board. A lot of perfectly good guys still on the board. I'm going to go with Enes Kanter just because it's hard to find points and rebounds in limited minutes. Yeah, a lot of big men coming off the board again. Aaron Brewski in the same mindset. Dwight Powell right after my Enes Kanter pick. A very, very good snag there. That's who I wanted other than Enes Kanter. So back to back. A lot of bigs here. A lot of really good bigs. They get you big stats. Very, very late in the draft. So if you're in like a 12-team league or a deeper draft, focus on those guards and those four, like, wings early in the draft. Damn, Dennis Schroeder off the board at pick 144. That sucks. I'm not very happy about that. I wanted Dennis Schroeder. We'll see where Joe
Polito goes after Dennis Schroeder. Hopefully it's not to Derrick Rose. Kent Bazemore is still on the board too. So I guess if Derrick Rose goes off the board, who's a super late source of points, I could go Kent Bazemore, who I think will have a very nice run in Portland. I think he's going to play a lot. I think they're going to have to play him a lot. The West is a lot harder than it used to be. Even here at pick 144, there's still a lot of decent players. Goran Dragic is out there if you really wanted him. Will Barton is still out there. I'm interested in Will Barton at 140 in the 140s. Willie Cauley-Stein off the board at the beginning of the round, round 13 at 145. And then Aaron Brusky going with Reggie Jackson at 146. Interesting, because I was about to go with Derrick Rose, but now I saw Will Barton out there. And Will Barton has sparked my interest. I feel like I got some of those like wing guys like Eric Gordon, and so I don't really need Kent Bazemore. I want scoring. So this late in the draft, getting scoring is pretty good. I'm going to go Derrick Rose, I think. Will Barton. Derrick Rose might be there with my 14th pick. He really might. Probably should go Will Barton here. But I'm going to give a shout out to my boy, Derrick Rose. Shout out to Derrick Rose going in the 13th round, number pick 147. Listen, Rose, when he played last season, was very good. Rose is now playing on a team in Detroit with Reggie Jackson. Last time I checked, Reggie Jackson played about 27 minutes per game last season, and near the end of the season, he just doesn't fit with this team. Near the end of the season, he was playing down to like 23. That means the rest of the minutes, I believe. Well, let me make sure about that. Reggie Jackson, where are you at? Reggie Jackson. In a roto league, I don't like either one of those guys terribly, but we're at the bottom of the draft. None of these guys truly matter. You're going to be streaming with these guys anyway. Okay, no, Reggie Jackson down the end of the season was playing 26 minutes a game. Derrick Rose was the one who was playing 23 minutes down the stretch. Reggie Jackson, actually, not terrible. Not terrible at all. Maybe I should have reevaluated my Reggie Jackson versus Derrick Rose. Maybe I should have just went with Will Barton. like I said, get your cues set. Will Barton showed up. I already had the idea of taking Derrick Rose, and then Will Barton showed up, and I was not ready to make that switch. But actually, that'd be cool if Will Barton got back to me. He's at least got some upside, right? Will Barton didn't play a lot of minutes in Denver. They got Jeremy Grant there now. I'm a little worried about his playing time. Even in 27, 28 minutes last season, he was, you know, he's questionable. Half a block, half a steal. That's nice. Really bad percentages, though. So in a roto league, I'm okay with getting Derrick Rose at 147. Bobby Portis at 148. Sure, why not? Like, a lot of these picks are just going to be swings in the dark. I think I'm just going to kind of skip through the end here. A lot of the guys went off the board, so I'm just going to list them out. A lot of these swings in the dark. Goran Dragic, he's going to play. So cool. At 149. 150, Tristan Thompson. There's your rebounds. 151, Landry Shamet. I like that pick. Another good pick from Alex Reclean. A little upside there. It could be pretty good. I'm pretty interested in that pick. Probably should have had that guy on my queue as well. Put Landry Shamet on your deeper league queues. 152, Jakob Poeltl. All right. Some interesting per minute stats there. 153, Jarrett Culver. A nice little sleeper there in Minnesota. Probably going to play more than expected. Same with 154, Robert Williams. These are, like I said, just swings in the dark. Perhaps these guys play a little bit more, but in reality, these are guys are expendable for other guys on the waiver. 155, Kent Bazemore. All right, cool. Respect to Kent Bazemore. That was someone I was targeting with maybe my last pick. He's going to get good minutes in Portland. 156 on the turn. Anfernee Simmons. That's right. In Portland, a lot of upside there. I don't think he's going to play over Kent Bazemore, so don't know. I'm not too terribly excited about that pick. Followed by, Nickeil Alexander-Walker. So one of the rookies that I might be targeting as an upside pick here at 157. Stan Sun also holding down. There's a lot of good turns out there.
158, Jalen Brunson. 159, Markelle Fultz. Some more swings. 160, P.J. Washington. All right, someone's got to play in Charlotte. Why not P.J. Washington? 161, Kelly Olynyk. That's a good value at 161. He's not a, you know, not a high ceiling, but good value. 162. I skipped Alex again. Michael Porter Jr., another swing. I don't think the minutes are there for Michael Porter, so I wouldn't swing on him. But, hey, whatever. Maybe he's great. So a good swing here at the end of the 14th round, end of the draft. 163, DJ Augustine. 164, Sidy Osman. Meh from both of those guys. 165, Mo Bamba. Blocks, upside, solid pick. It's my turn. Will Barton's still sitting there. Maybe Will Barton has a nice little comeback season this year. Maybe he doesn't. If not, I'd drop him. But at 166, Will Barton has top 100 upside. I'm taking him. Will Barton to me at 166. 167, Aaron Brewski ends up going with Jordan Clarkson. Another solid guy who's going to play good minutes in Cleveland, who, you know, a little bit of a veteran, knows what he's doing. And with the very, very last pick in this draft, pick number 12, round 14, Joe Polito taking his time, really thinking it over, perhaps left the draft. No, he didn't leave the draft. Oh, he goes with Coby White, someone who was in my queue. Damn, I like that. I like Coby White there. If I didn't go Derrick Rose, I would have went Coby White. That means Thad Young is still on the waiver wire. That means Cody Zeller is still on the waiver wire. Chris Dunn is still on the waiver wire. Nurkic, if you have an IR, he's still on the waiver wire. For some reason, Zach Randolph is on the waiver wire. I'm not sure why. CJ Miles. Nikola Mirotic is on the waiver wire. Not sure why. PJ Tucker is still on the waiver wire. That's a nice source of threes and steals. Let's see who else is down here. So there's still decent amount of guys other than the guys who are not in the league that I mentioned. DeAndre Brimery on the waiver wire. Doug the Thug McDermott on the waiver wire. Richard Holmes. So, like, there's guys on the waiver wire, which means the bottom of your team is very expendable. Let's go through let's go through my squad. Why not? Let's see. All right. It's going to load up. Maybe, maybe not. All right. Anthony Davis at center. Duh. Absolutely excellent. Jimmy Buckets and D'Angelo Russell as my guards, Ricky Rubio as my third guard. I like that late pick with those assists and steals. Tobias Harris, LaMarcus Aldridge, and then Paul Millsap. Paul Millsap's probably the weak link in my starting seven. But I'm okay with that. In fact, let's move Anthony Davis into the forward spot, and we'll go Tobias, LaMarcus, and Anthony Davis as my forwards. And we'll have Brook Lopez at the center. And now my starting, you know, seven, I really like. My utilities are Paul Millsap, Eric Gordon, and I would say Enes Kanter. Really solid utility players. By the way, I have Victor Oladipo on my bench, just hanging out, waiting to play later in the season. So make sure you keep some of those roster starts for Victor Oladipo as you're waiting for him to come back from injury. Down here in my bench, I just kind of rounded it out with some decent upside guys. Derrick Rose, good points late in the draft. Will Barton with the last pick in the draft in round 14 could be, you know, close to a top 100 player. If not, maybe above a top 100 player if he ends up playing. If not, you know, he's still, I probably got him at value at 166. And then if he's not that good, I move him. And I took a little swing on Matisse Thybulle. Didn't take a lot of swings in this draft, I don't think, but Matisse Thybulle able to get steals and blocks at an incredibly high rate and low amount of minutes. And if he ever gets more minutes, that rate's just going to increase. And in a roto league, which this is, I could make a lot of ground up on steals and blocks just by playing him, you know, 20% of the time. So overall, I think a very, very good draft. If you want to check out the results of this draft, CBS Sports Fantasy Basketball will have those results up at some point. So go check them out. And if you want to talk about them, you can tweet me at Watch the Boxes, or you can help support the show at patreon.com
/watchingtheboxes. This has been the CBS Sports Expert Mock Draft. Thank you for joining me, and have a great rest of your day. We'll be right back.